Like many other people, Paulette Mori sought out a hobby during COVID lockdowns, and returned to a passion for crafting that eventually turned into event planning and hosting vendor shows in Barrie. She bought a popular crafting machine called a Cricut in September 2020, and began making customized ornaments, hoodies and a variety of other items for sale, just in time for Christmas. Soon after, she connected with a crafting group on social media, and the idea of creating vendor market events came up. Mori decided to make the vision a reality. Today, she hosts several vendor shows each year, where she has her own booth, as well as showcasing local crafters, creators and artists, who sell their unique, handmade goods at her events. And she doesn't do this for the money. Mori doesn't see a profit from the vendor markets she hosts. She has a full-time job and does this to support her community. Each vendor show, which are usually seasonal and around holidays, and at the East Bayfield Community Center, about 55 vendors have the opportunity to sell their creations, giving them extra income in these hard economic times. "I absolutely love it. I make zero money doing it," she said. "I probably spend more than I make." As well, each event Mori hosts, she partners with a local nonprofit, gives them a booth free of charge to spread awareness about what they do. There are silent auctions, food collection and monetary donations that go towards nonprofits like Barrie Families Unite. And just as importantly, Mori ensures the events are an opportunity to have fun, and gather, hiring photographers so kids can take pictures with the Easter Bunny or Santa Claus, and other fun things. The goal of her events are threefold: supporting local vendors and nonprofits, and bringing the community together. Because part of the appeal of these events is that they are infrequent enough that they will always showcase new and creative goods and products, Mori is always looking for new and unique vendors to participate in the shows. Everyone is considered, and Mori said there is a huge variety of products at each event, ranging from the ever-popular baked goods, honey and Epicure spices, to handmade wood products, customized and handmade blankets, seasonal decor and so much more. There are not only adult vendors, but Mori also supports children vendors in the community. "I've had a couple of kid vendors and they participate for free," she said. "If a mom comes to me and a kid wants to participate, I give them the space." Mori's goals for next year include working with vendors to co-host how-to classes like paint night and candle making. Starting February 2023, for a small fee, people can come and participate, and all the materials will be provided. Food vendors will also be there to provide the food. These events are designed to be family-friendly, and ideal for anyone who wants to learn a new craft and have fun. People aren't really shopping in January and February, but people need to get out, they still want a night out, so I think this gives vendors and customers the best of both worlds, she said. "You're buying something, but it's an activity, and you're socializing, you're meeting people," adding it's all about the experience. If you are interested in being a vendor or have any ideas for classes you would like to participate in, contact Mori on her Facebook page, Events by Mori Made. All vendor shows are free admission, and donations to Barrie Families Unite are accepted but not mandatory. Vendor shows will begin again in the new year.